It's 3:30 and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Stefan Ulup. We're having a beautiful day today as it's partly cloudy and 10 degrees. Here's what happened in the news today. Earlier this morning, the Mars Center, located at College Street and University Avenue, was forced to evacuate about 400 people after a chemical spill. Toronto Fire says the evacuation was just a precaution and was able to safely clean up the hazard. There have been no reports of any injury. General Motors confirmed today that it'll invest $235 million into its St. Catharines engine plant. The move has secured around 400 jobs for the plant's workers. GM Canada President Kevin Williams says the investment in St. Catharines shows the automaker is back from bankruptcy. GM also paid back $500 million to the Ontario government from the Oshawa plant that was shut down last year. Premier McGuinty said the payback was earlier than expected. An annual report card on physical activity was released today by Active Healthy Kids Canada. Canadian toddlers did not fare so well. The report says Canadian children between the ages of 1 to 5 are dangerously inactive. It also claims that children these ages need 2 hours of daily exercise. However, less than half are meeting this standard. Among other statistics, the report says in 1971, children began watching television at an average age of 4. Today, kids are glued to the tube as early as 5 months old. Other studies are starting to suggest that obesity is North America's greatest health risk and that the majority of the next generation of children may not even outlive their parents. That's it for news. Let's see what's happening in the sports world. In baseball, the Red Sox outlasted the Blue Jays, winning a wild one 13-12 at the Rogers Center last night. Veteran Red Sox catcher Jason Veritek led the way, going 3-for-5 with 4 RBI. The Jays are starting to settle down after an explosive 6-2 start. The Bluebirds look to even up the series tonight as they turn the ball over to Sean Markham, who's still looking for his first win of the year. First pitch is at 7:07 at the Rogers Center. In hockey, the Canadiens staved off elimination by defeating the Washington Capitals 4-1 in Game 6 last night. Habs goalie Yaroslav Halak was spectacular, making 53 saves to force a Game 7 in Washington Wednesday night. Boston and Chicago are both moving on to the second round. The Bruins got past the Sabres last night by a score of 4-3, winning the series in 6 games. The Hawks also needed 6 games to knock off Nashville, taking down the Preds last night in a 5-3 victory. There's only one game on the hockey schedule tonight, but it promises to be a good one. The surprising Phoenix Coyotes will host the Detroit Red Wings in Game 7. The OFSA Provincial Boys High School Basketball Championship ended with a bang and Toronto team coming out on top. Of the 18 teams invited to the tournament, 5 of them were from Toronto. That list included gold medalist Oakwood Collegiate, bronze medalist Mother Teresa Catholic Secondary School. Mother Teresa assistant coach Bob Clement credits his team's success and bronze medal victory to the heated competition that comes from the congestion of the schools in the city.
A lot of the kids play ball in the community and stuff, and I think it breeds a sort of a toughness, a tough mentality. You know, they're very competitive, and I think it gives us an edge in a lot of games that we play.
With Oakwood and Mother Teresa finishing in first and third respectively, Toronto holds on to bragging rights for boys' high school basketball. Moving on to entertainment, plans were announced today for the 2010 Caravana Festival. The Toronto Festival generates millions in revenue each year and usually attracts well over 1 million people. The provincial government claims they will invest $500,000 into this year's event. And that's it for Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Stefan Ulup.